This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the NutraMedical Report. I want people to understand that we are here for you, but we do want you to support us by purchasing all your nutraceutical needs and consults over here at NutraMedical. That's how we stay on air and provide all these great information for you in videos and interviews. And we do provide you the best information we have. Joining us, working on for some years now, his book, Mark Gaffney, who's the author of the 9/11 Mystery Plane and Black 9/11, amazing books. These are extremely important reading. If you haven't got them already, order them at Amazon, Black 9/11 and the 9/11 Mystery Plane by Mark Gaffney, G-A-F-F-N-E-Y. And Mark, you've got your new book out. What's it going to be called, this one, dealing with the potential upcoming pole shift, which is basically roughly every 25,000 years over the last 5 billion years. It's happened roughly 2,000 times. There's various theories on what causes it, and we still are in the theory phase right now, but we have some pretty good ideas what could generate a pole shift from a passing comet to a supernova to a direct what's called kill shot from the sun. But the primary generator that drives these things is the production of nascent water. Dr. Stephen Jacobson at the Northwestern University in Champaign, Illinois, the geologist, and his colleagues around the world have pretty well proven all earthquakes, volcanoes, and even pole shifts are triggered by nascent water released from the unstable nuclei of the deep mantle at 410 to 660 kilometers. So whatever object does this, whether it's a passing comet, supernova, or a kill shot from the sun, we know that periodically there's not only super earthquakes, which are increasing in frequency, but also literally like heating a Georgia peach, the crust of the earth slides in the mantle. The last time it slid, it actually moved the North Pole, which you know from the work you've done, from South Baffin Island to Siberia, and so the actual rotational or physical north, rotational north of the Earth, moved from the position of the magnetic north by roughly almost 1,700 miles, changed the position of, if you want to call clams and shellfish along the coast, which are proven by geology, and also by the positions of the ancient temples that pointed directly toward the North Pole. And the star, by the way, at that time where the North Pole pointed toward was called Alpha Draconis, which is the dragon star in the constellation Orion. And it's interesting, that dragon star was actually the head of the Draco Reptilians, which are the, if you want to call it in the Bible, the Nephilim, or the alien beings, are actually the ones that have actually been interfering with Earth's biology and control for many tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands or more years. So, you know, we have to understand that what's going on in the Earth is connected to space, time, and eternity, and that we are not alone in the universe, that in fact the events like this, which are periodic cataclysms, which are, you know, extinction-level events like the start of the dinosaurs, start with an extinction-level asteroid strike on the Earth that created the equivalent of hundreds of millions of nuclear explosions. And the end of the dinosaur age, 65 million years ago, was the same thing. We have an apophis coming out toward the Earth with a 1% chance of its debris field striking us 9 years from now in April of 2029. We have to understand that a kill shot from sun and solar minimum, a passing comet like the one that they thought was the third letter of Fatima, these other events could trigger off major superquakes and rearrangement of the Earth climate and the position of the continents, which we know even in the Bible, they talked about Pangea, was broken up. And if you actually, I remember in grade 8 geology, my professor in geology said, you know, it's funny, you could take South America and kind of fit right across, so it would fit right into Africa. He said, that's very brilliant. How do you recognize it? I said, well, you just cut it out. Slide it over. So we know that the positions, I know from my classified sources, that Alaska 9 million years ago was actually on the equator. We know that the Neuschwanstein land that the Nazis investigated during the 1940s, 30s and 40s, Antarctica was actually at the south tip of South America. It was not in Antarctica at all. It's relatively recent that it ended up with a position in being at Antarctica. Ancient temples they've discovered there and other life forms indicating there was a civilization on Antarctica before it became the South Pole. So lots of things are different. The world is a different place, isn't it?
Well, it's certainly changing. That is the constant in the universe. Change is the constant. Things are not fixed. They change constantly. And am I on now, Doug?
Yeah, you are. Yeah, and what I want to do now with a big intro, I want you to kind of talk about your book. What's it named and how do they get it? Because it's going to be, you got a publisher now, and I think you probably have a publishing date in a few months from now, where I think it gave me the 20th chapter. I saw 18, 19, and now 20th. One minor correction you've made in, I think, the 18th chapter that you've done when you're quoting me.
Deep History and the Ages of Man. So the horizon here, we're looking back 125,000 years, and I know that this is going to, you know, be a very offensive to a lot of academics who think that, you know, North America was only populated around 12 or 13,000 years ago, but I got news for them. We go way back. We go back a lot further than that. And I think that the contribution of my book is that I'm going to show the correlation between the work that's been done in the bone caves of England going back to the 1820s. I mean, they've been working on this. They've been working in these caves for a long, long time, and around the year 2001, some very important summary work was published, you know, kind of summing up all those years of research. And they identified five different stratigraphic layers, and what I was surprised to discover is that they correspond with five different pole positions going back 125,000 years, back to the Eemian, when we had hippopotamus, we had hippopotami living in England, and that's something they have a hard time explaining.
Right. Now, let me feed some interesting information. For years, I've had on the show L.A. Marzulli. He's investigated not only the elongated skulls of people who are obviously alien beings on Earth, or hybrids. He's also investigated the fact that these giant mounds that go back probably 75,000 years. You have to understand, the native peoples know they didn't build these mounds. These are giant mounds, and there's even evidence of ancient technology, sometimes at the time of Atlantis and before, technology we don't even have today, okay? For example, the technology, the experts that built the pyramids, we could not build, even with our current technology today, to the accuracy of the stone cutting and so on, the Egyptian pyramids, or the labyrinths underneath the plateau near the pyramids in Egypt. We couldn't. We have to understand that one of the first things they told me at Space Command, July 10th, 1994, was the director of Space Command, is we're going to tell you everything. We control every cubic centimeter of space between here and Mars. I mean, the moon. He said, shut the F up, Deagle. This is a come-to-Jesus talk. So we're going to tell you stuff so you don't freak out, because we're going to tell you real history and what's really going on. Now, you got to understand, we have technology in space to watch our incoming asteroids and comets. And there were two just whizzed past us in the last few weeks. They were actually hundreds of thousands of miles or less. You know, basically lower orbit than even our outer satellites, okay? That's how close they were. And these are city crashers. We have space weather is intimately tied to our weather. We're through a part of the galaxy, for example. The number of nanoparticles in the atmosphere of the interstellar space is much more dense than it was in ancient times. We know that when space objects pass, whether it's an intersecting black hole in deep space, maybe 100 or, you know, 1,000 light years from here, or the explosion of a supernova, for example, the supernova that's currently exploding, and it does it over a period of a decade or more, which is Betelgeuse, and the star system Orion, it's a P2 giant star, will may take up to 20 years or more to finally explode and collapse. Those gravity waves are like a sound, and they come through and they release nascent water from there. It's my theory. That's one of the main possible causes, because it's not just one event like a comet passing. It's a crescendo of earthquakes, which happen as you have things like deep space changes in deep space, space-time that actually changes the energetics of molecules that trigger off earthquakes. Earthquakes are all driven by water from nascent oxygen hydrogen from the mantle, period. There's just no other theory. Dr. Jacobson's closed that with all his other scientists, multiple research facilities around the world. Okay, that's done. What we have right now, though, is the ancient world is much older. When people say that they tell the natives, like these professors, that the natives built these big, giant mounds, none of the native groups say they built these mounds. And these mounds go back 75 to 100,000 years. We have proof. When I took to Dr. Johnson Gray, who's an ancient archaeologist. He's traveled through tunnels through Turkey, through South America, along the entire spine of North and South America. Some of these tunnels are back. When I talked and took care of John Fiala and Phil Schneider, who actually worked for Bechtel Corporation using nuclear tunnel boring machines, making underground cities for the global elite and for the top guys in the world, they told me they actually went through tunnels one time. They broke through a tunnel system, was pre-existent, and they aged the tunnel walls. You know how old they figured the tunnel walls were by aging rocks? And it was basically virtually identical technology, creating a zero-degree tunnel. 500,000 years old. 300,000 to 500,000 years old, they estimated the rock base. So you got to understand, the world's a hell of a lot different place than what people think. We've had constant interaction with alien beings from other worlds in every religious group on Earth. The Earth changes happen in periodic spasms of major continental shifts, Earth changes, pole shifts, geoclimatic disasters. This is the nature of living on an Earth that's a violent place. It's not stable. And the periods are long, and you might think, well, because it's like, 25,000 years, but nobody's that old, so they don't remember that, do they? But the shellfish do. They know they had to move. Back in a moment. Pathogens.
Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. Still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutriMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. We'll be right back.
with Mark Gaffney. Mark, repeat the title of your book and how can they obtain it? When's it available?
Deep History and the Ages of Man. It's not yet available. I just finished the book. I'm working on the introduction now, and I don't have a publishing contract, so that's the next priority for me.
Now, I have a couple of pictures. One is up on the screen right now. You sent me two pictures. One is from Nikola Tesla's tower. The other one is a picture that looks like an ancient lithographic drawing on rock. What is that picture of? And it's on the screen right now on Facebook, Periscope, YouTube, and Twitch. What does that signify?
That is a petroglyph from Green River, Utah. It's located on a rock cliff that is very close to Highway Interstate 70, just like less than a mile from Interstate 70. It's accessible to the public. It's on federal land. And it's very interesting because I believe this petroglyph is the key to understanding the Serpent Mound in Ohio. You know, that mound there that's shaped like a snaking serpent.
Right.
With its mouth wide open with a huge orb there in its jaws. And people have puzzled over what it means for many years. Nobody, there's lots of different ideas. But this thing is oriented to the sky. You know, to see it to get a real good look at it, you have to get up above it and look down.
Right.
And it's definitely oriented to the sky. But there's no context beyond that. There's no context to understand the certain meaning of the serpent, which always depends on context. Mm. You gotta, because the serpent can have many different meanings. And that's why the petroglyph is so important, because you'll see.
Yeah, that's interesting.
There's a duplicate there in this petroglyph of Serpent Mound. You have the snake and the orb right over its
above its head, yeah. And then you have two things that look like things draping down, like on either side of it, that look like little snakes, and something hanging off those little snakes that are like a trail, almost like, you know, a tassels and so on, almost like, you know,
those
you'd see that.
Doctor, I believe those are comets. So this is a petroglyph of comets, and that is the, you're looking at the sunward spike on the head of those two comets. And so those are comets, and that is the key here. I believe that the whatever shaman or artist produced this petroglyph was using the same symbolic language as the mound builders who built that mound in Ohio. Okay, that's what I think.
Right. So let me give you a little context here. One of the things that I was told when I took care of employees at Space Command is that there was a human population on Mars going back at least 500,000 years or more. That there was an ancient galactic war, and that it was struck by a comet. It was brought in as one of the space weapons. It destroyed a nearby planet. It was called Tiamat, an ancient language in the ancient books, which is the Book of the Dead and other ancient books like the Vimana, etc., and the Urantia book. Tiamat was turned into what's called the asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. The atmosphere was stripped off Mars and the population destroyed, but we know there's ancient rivers there and there's water there, even underground in Mars. The atmosphere is reduced to about 100. The thickness and the gravity is about one-third or one-quarter of what it is here on Earth. We have to understand that the primary, if you want to call it, invader and domineer of our part of this small spiral galaxy are amphibious draco-reptilians that are constant in every ancient language and every religion on Earth. In Asia, they call them the Naga, which is in China and Asia. In the central Mediterranean, they call them the Dagon, which is the Temple of Dagon. Remember, they brought the Ark of the Covenant to the Temple of Dagon, which is an amphibious reptilian temple. And in South Africa, they call them the shamans call them the Chitahuri. And they knew they were amphibious draco-reptilians. Every single one of these languages and every religion, or even shaman, knew that these were amphibious draco-reptilians. They were star aliens that came in and were dominating the human race for a very extended period of time. So when they talk about the Serpent Mound, this giant serpent, you have to understand even the hat on the Pope signifies an open maw of an amphibious draco-reptilian. So you have to understand that the current Pope is a druid, and so are invaded churches that have many of the Druidic ideas embedded in them, including the idea of a triune God. There's no such thing as triunity in God. God's one. He's not three. You have to understand that what's happened is that all of these secret orders on earth, going back to whether they're medical, legal, or otherwise, are all go back to the Druids. And the Druids are Draco Reptilians. So people have to understand this. Yes, there's other beings that have interacted with us. In fact, I know about the Thule Society in Nazi Germany. We talked about this the other day. The Thule Society channeled ancient Vimana and sonar build using a Higgs boson boundary zone to create a gravitonic, you want to call it elevation, by creating what's called antipulsion. The Germans built these antipulsion devices, and they flew them around, actually kind of scaring the heck out of the British and Canadian pilots, which I took care of in the 1970s at the Banfield Pavilion in Vancouver, Canada. And this is like, 78 years ago. So you have to understand, the world is a very different place from what people think it is. One of the things, I got a letter today from John W. Spring, is that, you know, the public has basically been kept in the dark about everything. The universities are wrong or liars, or they ignore stuff that's anomalies that right in their face tells them they don't understand things. Like when the natives tell them, no, we didn't build these ancient mounds that go back 70,000 years before we even got to North America across the land bridge of from China to North America. You have to understand, even the native peoples don't agree with these so-called professors that lie to the public and tell them stuff. The human race is very, very ancient on Earth, and we're also probably exoplanetary, probably came from elsewhere. It's most likely we actually originated on Mars or some distant planet. That we have 26 genes, even taught me in medical school, are called alien DNA because they're not similar to any genes in any other so-called primate. We have 23 genes, 26 genes are not in any other primate on Earth, plus our centromere is eccentric. So you have to understand the history of what we are and how we became to be what we are and how ancient we are is a lot different than what the so-called interpreters of the Bible or various religious groups think. And the world is much more ancient and gone through various cataclysms and died and resurrected from these cataclysms numerous times. In fact, the Hopi Indians up in the mountains in central, you know, between the Four Corners area, have a cartouche like this on the rock, like you said, about the fifth age, just like you're talking about here. The fact is, man is very old, gone through cataclysms, and survived and resurrected from very bad times. And this is just another example of it, right?
Yes, indeed. And I'm in my book, I will present multiple lines of evidence for five different pole positions, five different pole changes, sorry, during the last 125,000 years. So there,
right.
these events happen at great intervals, and we don't have any science. The top period of modern era of science is only 500 years old. Recorded history is only, 3,000 or 4,000 years old. We don't have enough of a timeline, a baseline, to know what is possible. And so what I'm saying is that these events happen.
One iodine that you can really trust, a medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science. Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany says President Trump will not consider renaming military bases that are named after Confederate leaders from the Civil War.
These monumental and very powerful bases have become part of a great American heritage and a history of winning, victory, and freedom.
Busy day on Capitol Hill as senators are looking into the topic of reopening schools this fall amid the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
The question for governors, school districts, teachers, and parents is not whether schools should open, but how to do it safely.
That's Republican Senator from Tennessee Lamar Alexander and White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow says he believes there is no systematic racism in the United States. Kudlow also adding that he believes what happened in Minnesota to George Floyd was horrific. And you're listening to USA Radio News. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is speaking out regarding the dismissal of an inspector general. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has a story.
Former State Department Inspector General Steve Linnick recently ousted from that position by Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Today, Pompeo says it was a mistake to keep Linnick in the position for as long as he did.
Steve Linnick was a bad actor in the inspector general office here. He didn't take on the mission of the State Department to make us better.
This comes after Linnick told Congress last week that before he was ousted, he had informed at least three top aides to Pompeo that he was reviewing the Secretary of State and his wife's use of government resources.
The latest Zogby poll says President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden are tied at 46% each, with some 8% remaining unsure of who they'll vote for. Pollster Jonathan Zogby saying we might be in for a long night come Election Day. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home.
Ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens? Allicin Med is the powerful universal pathogen killer's latest advance of German-sourced allicin, enzymatically stabilized to clear the body of bacteria, fungi, mycobacteria, and parasites. It penetrates body biofilms and is non-toxic to tissues. Pathogen resistance cannot develop for long-term body-optimized wellness. Clear stealth pathogens that promote autoimmune disease, cancer, and vascular inflammation and plaque and promote healing of tissues. Now pathogen-free. With 200 milligrams more power than prior Alamed, you can't get a more powerful ally to fight daily bugs and serious pathogens. Give your body what it needs. Allicin Med. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. That's 1-888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Please continue with your dialogue. This is really important stuff. I think people have to understand, if you don't understand the long history of the earth, and by the way, this ties into the idea of a God idea. And you have to understand, also it explains more of what we are. Mathematics does explain the periodic cataclysms of the universe. It explains the creator of the universe. It explains more of what we are. We have fragments of it in the so-called our modern religion. And to a great extent, a lot of religion is, in a sense, real lies going on. It has truths mixed up with other things, just like politics. But the secret orders often have more advanced knowledge. For example, I was finished my PhD in oceanography and genetics before I went into medicine in 20, they was tapped up by the dean of medicine and before I had my first class in medical school in Phi Rho Sigma, and by the head of hematology, he told me ancient knowledge went back to Atlantis and Mu that goes back at least 25,000, 35,000 years. So you have to understand that secret orders on Earth have a lot more advanced knowledge. It isn't complete, but it's obviously passed down, oral or written history. All the high priests, for example, in ancient Egypt were the, if you want to call it, the university back then. So that when somebody like Moses, he went to what's called Egyptian High Priest University, he had all this ancient knowledge. He had to know how to make Oremus. He was actually a surgeon. Do you know that every ancient general in the ancient world, whether Egyptian, Ethiopian, whatever, were all generals and surgeons, so they could do surgery on their people that were injured in the battle, or make Oremus to heal their body, or use advanced technology. And some of this technology goes back a very long time. In fact, we know that the ancient ones, which tried to ape what they did, but they actually resurrection technology and regenerative technology, which we know from research with Jonathan Gray and others, that some of this technology was, in a sense, lost completely by the ancient man through these cataclysms. And so we have to understand the nature of what we are and the nature of what we are seeing in just 100 years of going from the Wright brothers to space travel and the Space Force under Donald J. Trump, is that the human race is and has been a galactic civilization for a long time.
We've encountered both good and bad out there, and our Earth itself is a violent place that has Earth changes, and our space weather is tied to our physical weather. Right now, for example, the mesosphere, which is the atmosphere at high altitude, 70 to 90, 100,000 feet, is colder than it's ever been, which is freezing small micro asteroids and so in the upper atmosphere. We're seeing extremes in temperature, so Siberia is 10 degrees Celsius warmer than ever it's been. We're seeing extreme storms like this Cristobal that went all the way through to Wisconsin, which is never heard. We have a Gulf War storm going all the way through and even strengthening as it hits cold fronts going all the way through to Wisconsin. You have to understand what's going on in the Earth. It's not related to human beings generating carbon dioxide. It's related to other galactic and solar events. Some of these cataclysms are periodically driven by things we don't yet understand fully, but we understand part of it because we have things like LIGO and Virgo to watch gravity waves. We have the space weather systems look for incoming asteroids and comets with U.S. Space Command at Schrieve Air Force Base in Fulton, Colorado. We have to understand that we are getting there. And we're starting to realize that we're in, you know, the universe is a pretty violent place. It's not, you know, there's periods of peace relatively. But the universe and the weather and even the Earth itself is a violent place, isn't it?
Well, it can be, and we have been in a period of relative calm here for the last 10,000 years or so. But even then, I'm sure there have been some cataclysms during this 10,000-year period. But we've had some really big ones. The Younger Dryas event, that was a big one around 12,800 years before present. I believe there was another one around 11,600. Although, you know, the dates are not – these dates are somewhat – uncertain at this point. In the near future, we're going to be able to nail it down. But we even have
cyclic cooling. For example, one of the things that I found is really kind of interesting, there's a kind of link between the alignment of the star systems, Jupiter and Saturn, that every two alignments, it causes a major cooling period on Earth because of the change in the circulating of the Earth around the Sun, changes the Earth's orbital pattern. And that cooling period can precipitate a cooling period which caused the Vikings that went to Greenland and Iceland to have to go back to their homeland in Denmark because they froze to death. So these cyclical periods, for example, even when the Vikings went to Nova Scotia, they called Nova Scotia and Newfoundland the Coast of Vinland because it grew grapes. People have to understand the climate's very different. When you talked about the fact that, you know, in ancient times we had hippos, my friend who was in high school with me went to Baffin Island with the Bedford Institute in Bedford, Massachusetts, in the United States in Boston. And when he went back there, this is like 40 years ago plus, they actually exhumed the tusk of a giant woolly mammoth on Baffin Island, and that tusk was 26 feet long. They estimate from the size of the male elephant, it was six times the mass of a full-grown bull African elephant. So we're talking about really, really huge, and this animal they could identify was flash frozen at under 200 degrees zero, basically, in a matter of minutes. So the cud was actually frozen in its mouth while it was eating and digesting, literally like you dropped the whole animal into liquid nitrogen. The atmosphere reversed so that the entire atmosphere became liquid nitrogen. So,
well, something like that happened in northern Siberia because the permafrost in Siberia up on that Taimyr Peninsula, it goes down about a mile. I mean,
right.
That is really deep. It's the deepest of anywhere on Earth. In Prudhoe Bay, Alaska, where they've done a lot of the engineers have done a lot of research there. It goes down only about 1,700 feet. So something
right.
really, really big happened in northern Siberia.
Well, we know that in 2010 there was a comet that passed over the airspace of Siberia, and the atmospheric explosion was equivalent to 10,000 nuclear bombs. And it flattened an area of hundreds of... The Tunguska airburst explosion. And that was just one about 8-9 years ago that happened. That comet came in over southern Soviet Union near the area where they make the T-80 tanks. It exploded and blew up windows 200-300 miles away. People don't realize some of these events are not that far off. In fact, just last week we had two comets whiz past us within what we call strike distance, or lower than our satellites that give us television, radio, and communications. People need to realize that the universe is a very violent place. Now, we need to start having what's called events of Earth strategy. Now, you remember the guy that designed the space program that came from Nazi Germany, came over with the Operation Paperclip. And he made the statements that, you know, we're going to develop a space program first to explore space, then we're going to, you know, get to the moon and Mars and so on. But then ultimately he said, Verner. He also says that ultimately we're going to develop technology to defend us against incoming not only asteroids and objects, but also alien species from other worlds. You know, when we settled our satellites in the mid-70s past Jupiter, if you don't think our radio signals and so on are being picked up by intelligent beings in distant space, you're delusional, because they've had interactions with Earth for umpteen eons, probably millions of years rather than hundreds of thousands. It's, you know, if you look at the Drake equation alone, my brother Kevin's been involved with the SETI project for 40 years. And the problem is, if you just look at the Bible, every holy book, including the Bible, the idea that alien or other life forms in the world, both good and bad, are out there, is a guarantee. It's not like, I heard the question, people say, well, it's scary to think we're the only thing in the universe, or it's scary to think we're in a populated universe. Well, if we're populated, we're barely out of the crib, and these other beings have been alive for hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years. So to us, they would be like gods, because they would have technology, intelligence, and ability to do things like faster than light travel, hacking into human consciousness, and doing things at great distances and trans-dimensional activity that human beings can't yet conceive exists. But the fact is, the universe as it is, we have the capacity to use our imagination to master these things. That's why it's even said in the book of Genesis, now they're in one place and of one tongue, which we now have with the internet and so on. Nothing will be withheld from our imagination. So when you use your imagination and you pull up these rocks and these pictures, you start to come together. The other picture I have, by the way, is a picture of Nikola Tesla. By the way, you know the story about Nikola? Nikola was not only a genius, but he also had his father, who was actually a Greek Orthodox monk, who had access to the Vatican Library. And the Vatican Library had access to what's called the Alexandrian Library that actually transferred things from the ancient libraries of Atlantis. Did you know that? In fact, he got a book that was translated. It was symbological images called the Book of the Frequencies of the Orbs of the, you know, the cosmos. And that's the basis for a lot of his research, including this tower you showed here. This tower, I think, was that one built in Colorado Springs?
No, that was in Long Island.
Oh, that's the Long Island one, yeah. Because he built this tower, basically a Tesla tower, to transfer energy without, you know, power poles and things like that through the Earth, right?
Well, that picture was to
keep that thought. We'll be right back. We're going.
Worldwide pandemic, and many people are looking for their best defense. It's here at NutriMedical.com. Prepare with a first line of defense kit from NutriMedical. Dr. Bill Deagle's first line of defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, PowerC Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family. Now, get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871, bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional largest meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family. Online.
This is one in Long Island from Nikola Tesla to pull power from the ionosphere. He was actually in a kind of a corporate fight with Edison to want to generate power like, say, Niagara Falls and transmit it. But, of course, Edison's idea was direct current. If ultimately, Tesla's alternate current would work because you could use boosting stations to boost the power, but DC didn't work very well. You only could go a very short distance with DC current. But Tesla had this idea of pulling power from the planet itself, from the ionosphere. And, you know, I believe a lot of this information, by the way, was sequestered in the libraries in the hotel in New York with Tesla, where he was, you know, his buddies' opinions he was communicating from his buddies in technology. And it's interesting that it was the uncle of Donald J. Trump that actually got all of the boxes out of the hotel. Did you know that? So Donald Trump's uncle actually got all of the boxes, and he was actually one of the founding members of the OSS that turned into the NSA and CIA. People don't know that, do they? Donald J. Trump is really high level. In fact, he was the Van de Graaff generator inventor was John G. Trump, Donald Trump's uncle. Did you know that?
Well, let's talk about the tower, Doctor.
Yeah,
you know, this is crucial because the standard line is that he was trying to transmit energy through the atmosphere. That's nonsense. He was trying to tap the ionosphere because there's an enormous amount of electricity up there in the ionosphere that we get from the sun. The sun is the origin for it.
Right.
And there's more. We are there are like 9 million lightning strikes per day on our planet. And that would be more than enough, I mean, way more than enough, to power our global civilization. And if we can simply figure out how to get that power from the ionosphere down here and use it on the surface of the Earth, and that's what Tesla was doing. He had a contract with Westinghouse to be able to draw electricity from the grid during the off-peak hours, like at night. And this is what McCanny thinks, and I agree with him. He was using this electricity to, where the tower had these Tesla coils up on the top of it, pointed straight up, you know, right straight up to the sky, and he was firing an electrical current just vertically up into the sky to the ionosphere, trying to establish a conduit so that, you know, at that point, the energy would simply flow down. And then free electricity, and that is when they shut him down. Morgan and the other financiers realized that that electricity was going to be too cheap to meter, and that's when they closed him down because he had sunk his entire fortune into this project, and he was out of money, and he needed funding, and he couldn't get it, and then eventually they foreclosed on him, and they shut him down and would not allow him to proceed with this research.
Well, let me tell you what really happened after they shut him down. There were secret researchers or parts of our U.S. government that actually moved to the hotel in New York, and the hotel he was in New York, he was in, became actually his new Tesla tower. Did you know that? That actual building and the generators and the power they were using there was his new Tesla tower. And that New York hotel had a laboratory and a Tesla generator, and what they're doing was, let me explain the technology and the science behind it. When a lightning strike happens, the first strike is actually from the ground to the sky. It's not the sky to the ground. That's what's called the connector strike. And basically, when the connector strike happens, there's a difference between the lithosphere, or the crust of the Earth, and the upper troposphere, which is one of the phases of what's called the Van Allen radiation belt, okay? And so there's four phases to Van Allen radiation belt. The three older ones are 22,000 miles. The fourth is the upper troposphere, the charged particles, and the fifth is actually the crust of the Earth. So what Tesla did is he generated this strike thing toward the sky to pull what's called tracer line, so then the power could then be conduited back to the tower. So what he did is he was rated basically creating a generator generating, you know, gazillion volt lightning strikes to the sky to create the conduit of the power to come back to the tower. Do you follow me? And he had giant capacitors that would pick up.
He turned off the power from the grid and just allowed the current to come down.
Right, and then what he'd do is he'd hit him with a spike. And what you do is you hit him with a spike and you get a massive surge of bazillions of volts of energy. And you store them in these giant what's called underground capacitors, and then you can draw it off as DC current. And then you can do whatever the hell you want with it. For example, let me explain how you build what's called a Higgs boson transmission panel. And if you're an engineer and you want to know this, I can give you more information on it, and I'm going to get patents on it. What you do is you make what's called a tube. And this tube basically can be with anything. It can be with a carbon fiber or whatever. But what you do is you put a boundary zone in it with micromagnets, okay? And you usually use these things like a very powerful micromagnet. And what you want to do is you want to line it up by shooting down that tube a thing called bosons. You have what's called a boson field generator. And what bosons are, they're called gravitons. And what the gravitons do, they discovered this, is basically the way to generate bosons is energized to this fourth state of matter, mercury. Now, mercury, when you oxidize it and you can create a boson field, this is the basis for the Vimana, the ancient Indians. They create a boson field to create gravitonic energy by creating a boundary zone between the gravitons of the Earth, and it created literally buoyancy. Do you follow me? So you create a boson field, and when you shove the electrons down that boson field, they can travel for thousands of miles without needing power boosting because there's no dissipation of the power. So what you do is you have a supermagnet tube lined with a series of bosons spiraling down the tube, and the high-energy DC current goes down there at bazillions of volts of power. You don't have to worry about amperage. You just put bazillions of volts of power, and you draw it off basically as little microtubules to your home, and then you power everything you want. Now, of course, what Tesla was doing is he's actually doing what's called a lightning strike from the tower to the sky, and once that tracer current occurred, because if you actually study lightning, and he studied it in Colorado before he built this in Long Island, you create a tracer to the sky, and then the sky shoots down. And you have to understand that power from the sky comes from, believe it or not, do you know that when the sun hits the upper troposphere, it creates antimatter? You know, there's a matter-antimatter reaction occurring in our upper troposphere at 100,000 to 200,000 feet. You actually have antimatter interacting with matter there, creating an antimatter explosion, and it creates what's called the lightning actually is created by these high-energy particles in the upper atmosphere. And if you could connect with that, you just kind of plug in by shooting a little spike towards the sky, and it allows you to shoot a spike back down to the tower, and then you grab that capacitor, grab that power, and then shut up where the hell you want to push it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's a tremendous amount of electricity. We could power the entire planet easily with this clean energy. We wouldn't have to burn coal or oil or gas.
Well, oil and coal can be used for petrochemicals, for, you know, making plastics and stuff. But you wouldn't have to have this giant oil industry, and you wouldn't have to have pollution. Also, get rid of electropollution from alternating current. See, any alternating current is extremely electropollution because it's at 60 hertz, which is near the frequency of calcium, and calmodulin regulates the enzyme activation of most of your enzymes in your body. If I want to make a directed energy weapon, I can make a directed energy weapon tuned to specific mineral resonance and literally shut off your messenger RNA and your DNA or hit you epigenetically even hundreds of thousands of miles away. I know how to do it, okay? People, oh, no, you don't know how to do that, Deagle. I said, I'm Deagle, okay? I can do stuff. Just like I gave you the plans right now, how to build a high-tension, high power line for Higgs boson line to actually transmit power on the planet. But that's how this tower worked. He shot a lightning spike to the sky, he created a counter spike down through the tower, he grabbed it through giant capacitors, and he had his power. Real simple, isn't that? And he had it, by the way, from these ancient books and went back to Atlantis. Did you know that? The ancient books of the orb, given by his father, who had access to the Vatican Library, the Atlantean libraries, through the Alexandrian Library, where the Vatican had kept these books. That's where Tesla got his ideas, believe it or not. Interesting, eh? Dr. Deagle understands it. Aha. The book again is going to be called Deep History and the Age of Man. Ages of Man. That'll be available soon. I want to get you back on in 2 weeks' time. We've got to get you back and continue this dialogue. Amazing discussion today. Thank you, Mark Gaffney.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier
your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com.
For the defense kit helps block airborne pathogens and shuts down all viruses. This viral defense kit includes NIOSH N95 mask, antiviral wipes, monotomic Nutriodine, NutriSilver antipathogenic spray, NutriDefense viral capsid blocker, Allicin Med, so powerful it kills MRSA, Power C Plus to stop viral replication and cytokine storms. Our NutriMeds are unique in power and persistence to kill toxic viral particles and speed recovery. Protect your family now. Get your first line of defense kit from NutriMedical.com today. Don't be a carrier or succumb to COVID-19. Be prepared with Dr. Bill's first line of defense kit. Click NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com, or call 888-212-8871. Bringing nutrition and medicine together. NutriMedical.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.